This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The Drive at 5, the stories driving today's headlines. Brought to you by ServiceMaster of Greater Pittsburgh. When disaster strikes, demand the yellow van. On 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
All right, 1 hour left. Out of here at 5:55, less than an hour. Been a wonderful week. Well, we've had good shows. It hasn't been a wonderful week. I think that's the wrong way to phrase it. We've had a lot of breaking news, and frankly, not all of it's been positive. But I'm glad that you've joined, and I'm glad that we formed this sort of community where we could talk about things light or heavy. And there have been some heavy, there's been some light. And let's end the week in this last hour kind of sifting through something that I don't understand. There's no other way for me to put it in. I don't understand it, and maybe you could help me understand it a little more. First, let's hear this.
Jon Stewart hosted The Daily Show on Comedy Central, owned by CBS parent company Paramount Skydance.
We have another fun, hilarious administration compliant show.
With compliant monologues like Jimmy Fallon's on NBC's Tonight Show.
Well, guys, President Trump just wrapped up his 3-day trip to the UK and he
looked incredibly handsome.
And Seth Meyers continued the compliments on Late Night, calling the president
a great president, an even better golfer.
Stephen Colbert on CBS made sure.
We still on the air?
But noted FCC chair Brendan Carr hadn't seen the episode yet. Carr told Fox yesterday,
I think the consequences are going to continue to flow.
Stacey Lynn, CBS News.
Why, thank you, Stacey.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Happy weekend to you. Why are these guys taking themselves so seriously? In the whole thing, the hosts, the producers, the FCC, elected officials, why are we getting all bunched up about all of this? But let's go back to the hosts and the people who put these shows together. Explain, because I'm fast asleep, okay? And I am not a consumer of these things. Just let me get that out there. Not because I dislike anybody personally or these beliefs or those beliefs or anything like that. Just because I'm asleep. I get up at 4 o'clock every morning. And I don't watch a lot of TV. But one thing I can't figure out is when and why did late night television talk get so self-important? And again, admittedly, I don't watch any of it. But there used to be a model, or so it seemed. Start the show, say a couple funny things. Have on a pertinent guest, sports figure, actor, actress, somebody in pop culture that a lot of people know. Laugh a little more after that. Have on a band. Maybe laugh some more. Make a joke or two. Say goodnight. And as I'm catching my Z's, I do so with a smile on my face. That seemed to be a recipe that worked for a long time. One that made people really rich. And one that invited people into our homes late at night after the local news. And you left it on a good note. You may have had a bad day. You may have had a heavy day. May have had a partisan day where you are really on your team. But what happened after the late local news was you forgot all about that. You decompressed. You watch that, maybe you saw a performance, famously Warren Zevon on David Letterman or somebody that somebody else really liked, and You brushed your teeth. You smiled. You went to bed. You woke up and tried to get them the next day. With the new template, it doesn't feel like there's any of that. It's really soapboxy. It's more preaching. It's more partisan. It's more on one side or the other. So when did we think that these are good guideposts, or when did we think that these were good templates in order to lap over all these shows? That's the part I'm having a hard time with. Why are we putting so much credence into what these guys say? And when did they feel empowered to be this big voice of opinion? If I want that, I watch Face the Nation. I mean, that's kind of the way I look at it. If I want that, I'll wake up and I'll watch those shows on Sunday morning, and I'll get real political talk from real political pundits, and that's the way it'll be. Because it's not like these guys a lot of times, and I just see the snippets. It's not like they just make jokes and throw punches at both sides. They throw punches at one side or the other, and it's more than just a joke. It's a heavy dig. Look, I'm a big boy. I can take it. But is there truly a place for that to align with one side or the other and alienate one whole side or the other? That doesn't make sense to me. And that's kind of where we are on all of this. The one thing I know about this, it doesn't make sense, and this is all realms of media, it doesn't make sense to reinvent a wheel when one is working. You know, whenever you go about your business and you look at something that has worked, whether it's Johnny Carson, whether it's David Letterman, whatever, and you see the grip that they had on America and how many people watched it. Certainly there may be a dive and there may not be as many people interested because it's generational. And they get their news and they get their laughs and they get their entertainment in other spaces and places. But I think if you put together a good show that could bring people together and not polarize people, isn't it just human nature to want to decompress at night and not live a whole 24-hour cycle so heavy and partisan and on one side or the other? Maybe I got it mixed up, and maybe that's why I'm doing radio here. Not that I aspire to do anything else. This is great for me, and I enjoy it. But it's something that a mold wasn't ever not working. It just was. You just looked at it and you went, okay, if I follow these steps and I'm able to book big guests and I'm able to make a crack here and there and I equally crack each side, or hell, I just stay away from it totally and I book a good band, one that's up and coming or one that has a big hit right now and a lot of people know a lot of the words to the song they're about to sing, my ratings are going to be through the roof. And heck, some of the ratings might even be for people that fell asleep. They watched the first 15 minutes or whatever and they fell asleep with the TV on. So what? Is what it is. Counts as a rating. But these people, these guys, and Kimmel's one of them, felt the need to really show their political muscle. And in doing that, they may have outflexed themselves. I don't know why I should feel bad. The other ironic part is this. No matter where you come down on any of this, and it all came in the aftermath of Charlie Kirk's assassination. No matter where you come down on any of this, Charlie Kirk would hate this. He would hate somebody being punished, or at least the optics of somebody being punished, for using their tongue in order to give an opinion. That being said, I still think the template is totally stupid where somebody's taking one side or the other on a late night talk show. But in the spirit of all of this, Charlie Kirk would think what's going on right now with this is totally bonkers. I firmly believe that.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.